Sometimes when the sun made her dizzy and her skin burned and peeled and there was no water to spare, Jay thought about revenge. She was in charge of the estate's grounds, and here in the garden, a cactus loomed over her work. Decades old, it overshadowed everything but the fountain. Back when it still rained, the cactus had grown enormous red flowers. Now there was no rain. There were no flowers, but the spines still grew, some of them as long as Jay's hand and as thick as her finger. She tossed weeds into a sack so she could drag them out back, but she eyed the cactus for a long moment before turning away. She'd never be able to get her hands on a real weapon. But if she ever had a few minutes of freedom from the curse, she could do damage with one of those spines.
Jay! Jay, there you are! Don't move!
Jay's body went stone still at the unexpected order, which locked her in place where she knelt. She could only shift her gaze to look up. Lady Sherrod was already moving away from the window she'd yelled from, leaving the faded gold curtains swaying in her wake. So Jay waited, using the moment to catch her breath. As orders went, just waiting wasn't so bad. Not yet, anyway. Though if Lady Sherrod was looking for her, it was to give Jay yet another task. The lady strode into the courtyard a minute later, the scent of noxious perfume accompanying her. That meant bad news. Lady Sherrod only covered herself in perfume when there wasn't enough water to bathe. That meant there would be even less water for Jay to use in the garden this evening, and less for Jay and the other closest to drink. The sneer on Lady Sherrod's face made her look older than 17. She and Jay had been born within a day of each other, but that was all they had in common. Lady Sherrod's features were softer, her skin a lighter brown, and she wore an embroidered red robe with sandals, where Jay had only a stained, shapeless tan dress and bare feet. Hand on her hip, Lady Sherrod declared,
"This garden looks horrible, like it's dead."
Jay just waited, still kneeling. The curse didn't allow her to speak in front of anyone avowed unless it was to answer a direct question. Lady Sherrod was right, though. The courtyard garden wasn't much to look at anymore. An open, square space in the middle of the building, with red and orange rocks ringing the cactus and a few scraggly bushes. The bushes' leaves were brown now, dying just like the few tufts of grass that had fought their way up through the stones and sand. Jay could just remember the way grass had covered the whole courtyard when she'd been a child, and that there had been real flowers. Those had died off years ago. Years before that, according to her mother, the fountain set back in one corner of the courtyard had actually worked, with fresh water flowing down into its trough, free for anyone to drink, even the closest. Now the fountain was just an oddly shaped sculpture of four columns overlapping one another and linked together in the middle, representing the four elements that mages had once called upon for magic.
"I have guests coming, and it can't look like this when they arrive. What can you do about it?"
Lady Sherrod continued. Jay braced herself as she answered. The curse forced all of the closest to tell the truth as well as they knew it, but the truth didn't always make Lady Sherrod happy. This certainly wouldn't.
"Without more water, I can't do anything at all, lady."
Lady Sherrod narrowed her eyes, an expression that was usually accompanied by a sharp slap. But thankfully, she only said,
"Then use what you need to, but don't you dare waste a single drop."
The weight of the order gripped Jay like stone sandals, so heavy that she'd barely be able to trudge forward until the order was completed or lifted.